All right, happy Wednesday evening if you hear this live. This is Gijs Minderhout calling from Magalia, California. It is Wednesday, March the 23rd, 2016. Tonight's call, tonight's gathering is you got questions, we have answers. Thank you for being here. We are still waiting for our host, Winfrey, and our wonderful co-host, Terry Brown. Thanks all for being here. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We had more people join in here in the last minute. Thank you all for being here. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Good evening, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
And welcome all those from Arizona.
Who was that from Arizona, sorry?
I said, welcome all those from Arizona.
Okay, all those, okay. This is the lady from California, Chico. All right.
Hello, Shirley from Alabama. Ohio.
That was two people at the same time. I did pick up Shirley from
Sorry
Ohio.
About that.
Shirley.
I say this.
I think I heard
Joe
a gentleman.
From Alabama.
Who's this from Alabama?
Joe.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. And somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Great to hear your voice. Thank you for being here.
Yes,
you're
Hi,
welcome.
Terry.
Hi, Terry.
And welcome.
Thank you.
Right. And welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Deb in Lapine, Oregon.
Hello, Deb. Welcome to the call. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine, Deb.
Good deal.
All right. Terry Brown, do you know about when his whereabouts?
Let me go peek in on him.
All right. Thank you. Because
here
we are.
After going.
30 minutes past the hour and live on BBS Radio. I welcome all you folks if you listen to this, and we cannot hear you if you're online. Can't see you, but it's great to have you anyway. I welcome the person that just joined in. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and I'm in Cottonwood.
Hello, Rebecca. Welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
My brother Chris, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. What's up, Ice?
Good, man.
All right.
Good to have you.
Good to be here.
All right.
Yeah, Wynn will be here in a minute.
All right. Thank you, Terry. So the lines are quiet. We have at this point a bunch of open phone lines, and at the same time we are broadcast through BBS Radio online. I thank everyone who's participating with this. As you probably know, we do have a call. We call it a call since it all started with conference calls, and what we do are still conference calls, except they're broadcast online as well. We have the main call is Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. Pacific, where Wynn discusses one of his topics, and then we have our common program of putting issues into the love light and doing personal healing. And we also all the time have a channel session. Free Brown, always very interesting. Mr. Free, good to see you.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Are you looking for being here?
Mm.
I said you're looking great. Thank you for being here.
Do I sound good?
You sound good. All right,
thank
then
you.
Somebody came in after Wynn. Thanks for being here. You still have a chance to say your name and location.
Rick
this is
guy
Bonnie.
In the city?
I heard Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
And who else was that? Another gentleman?
Yeah, Rick from Iowa City.
Hi, Rick. Good to have you guys. And I'm going to turn off the dings.
Thank you for being here. Hi, and everybody else. Okay. All right. And Terry, are you there, Terry?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I can hear you.
And all right.
Hi. Am I clear tonight?
Yes, you are, Wynn.
All right.
This conference is being recorded.
This is March 23rd, 2016. All of us everywhere in the middle of the universe on planet Earth in our tiny little bodies getting ready to ask questions to our sources who, I mean, you guys, when you come here every week, even when I come here, maybe you're not doing this. You're not doing this. But it's just like, it's kind of amazing what we're doing. It's like, it pushes the edges of reality. And yet, we do it three times a week. And we have become really comfortable with it. Like, it's kind of like we live in Sedona, and, Sedona is a beautiful city. It has beautiful red rocks all around it, and mountains, and loads of tourists. And whenever I talk to a tourist, they're always in awe of how beautiful the city is. And I usually take it for granted. I don't think about it. And I think it's like probably there are days when I take this for granted. And when I think about it, it's really, how would I say this, okay? It's amazing. It's amazing we're doing it. But all of us, including me, including Gary, are still living in these little bodies on Earth. And the repetition of being here starts to get to you, starts to realize the magnificence of who you are, some of you. And I think that just coming to these calls over and over again, it's just a gradual process of assimilation. And sometimes it's fast. Sometimes there's a huge experience when you first discover it. And then there's the process of pulling your socks up, getting used to it, looking at yourself in a new way. And if you're new to the calls, then you can look forward to that, because this is not a miracle cure for everything that ails you. And I remember when we first started, I said, well, this must be a miracle cure, especially after the experience with my sister. But it is a miracle and it is a cure. But it is not like an overnight, in most cases, everyone's different, okay? Everyone is different, but in most cases, it's not an overnight success. And sometimes there's an overnight, wow, awesome, and then there is the looking at yourself. And integrating it all. And that is the challenge. So a lot of times people that are asking questions are really coming from that place? How do you integrate this? What am I supposed to do with my life? How do I get rid of my karma? Okay? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, if there was a simple answer to that, then I would give it or they would give it, all right? And it's not simple. Why is it not simple? Because you are totally unique. Each of us is blazing our own totally unique path in this universe, on this planet, right now in this body. We are blazing a path. And it's hard to take responsibility for that because we want somebody to tell us what to do, how to do it. And our sources don't do that. If you listen to them, you know, they don't, they give you inspiration. But each of us, because we're totally unique, has to figure out how to do it ourselves. And you say, well, what should I do? You know, if somebody else told you what to do, it would be their creation, not yours. And it's all about it being your creation. And how do you create in this realm? How do you create out of nothing? I mean, we've had to create out of nothing to do these calls. I mean, I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know anyone would be interested. I didn't know people just wouldn't think I was a nutcase for even talking about it. And bit by bit, we've learned. And each thing we do is our creation. And your life is your creation. Now we can help each other. We can give wisdom to each other. But ultimately, it's your creation. You have to decide what to do and how to do it. Now, I sent an email out today. We got an email from Prudence. Prudence, thanks so much for the email. I'll read it. This will probably sell some products. You know, we do, on top of all the work we do with the Elohim, we do have amazing products for 3D. And I'm very careful. I'm not going to sell something just to make money. I'm going to sell it because every product we sell, I have tested it. I've tested it's how people are impacted by it. And we guarantee it. If it doesn't work, we give you your money back. We very rarely get requests for money back. And we got a great email today from Prudence, who has three of our products. And she had just got the ozone machine well massaged last week. And she was moving, so we had to overnight it to her. And so she finally moved, and here is her what she wrote. I am so excited about the ozone wand and pendants. They all work great. It's been 7 days, so now I can up my drinking. I recommend to people with the ozone to start drinking the ozone water gradually, like maybe one glass a day for the first week. Usually, I mean, I can drink 4 or 5 glasses, no problem, and most people can. But occasionally someone has what's called a cleansing reaction or a healing reaction, and if you drink too much, it surfaces that. So start off slowly so you can make sure you're not going to get some big reaction that would be uncomfortable. So here's what she says. My hands were so cut up from the move. She was moving. Some of the guys I had really had bad colds, I think the flu. So I was using the water-free disinfectant hand sanitizers. This cut up my hands even more, like a zillion paper cuts. Deep. Ouch. Very sensitive nerves in those little fingers. I used the ozone water to spritz on them. Immediately, the pain went away, and the redness bordering on infection began to heal. I did this for 3 days, a couple of times a day. Voila, it healed very fast. I cannot tell you how frustrating and painful it is to have to try and unpack a move to a new home by yourself without using your hands. Yes, that's how bad they were. I couldn't type or use the phone, and my right hand was worse than left. Any movement caused slices to open up again. So painful. It took about 3 days to heal to almost good as new. Thanks. I love it. And then she comments on her face and skin. I use the spritzy bottle. The ozone machines come with a little spray bottle. Spray on your body and your face in particular. I use the spritzy bottle on my face each time I made a glass of ozone water to drink. Holy moly. I look pretty good for my age, but I was astonished. I have much less crow's feet and puppet lines, and my skin is peachy cream and like velvet. I should have done before and after pictures. But who knew? Now you know. This effect I could clearly see in the mirror after just 2 days, and I'm my own worst critic. But I could see it. There's probably a market for facial age reduction or something. But either the ozone is lacking in diet, the ozone doesn't come in diet, okay? Or the chemical effects of daily living are taking its toll on us ever so slowly that we don't notice it. This machine is a must for every woman or man who cares about how they look and or the health of the largest organ of the body. And just a comment. Yeah, no, you don't. Ozone is not in food. Ozone converts to oxygen, and everyone is lacking in oxygen these days because the amount of oxygen in the atmosphere is so deteriorated. So wherever you put the ozone, it increases the oxygen level. It gets rid of pathogens, and things shift. Drinking. I can't tell you on all things physical. I think I need to bump it up to more glasses, but vibrationally, immediately a difference. I've always seen energy. After drinking Oz water, this energy is everywhere in a good sense. My meditations and experiences from them are much clearer focused. What may have taken 15 minutes to settle into happens in less than 5 minutes. So anyone doing energy work, ozone, will help. Perhaps it is raising my vibration. I don't know, but something has changed for the better. And on the same note, the pendants are also helping in the vibration energy work category, and I can tell the difference between the two different pendants. One I wear during the day, the other at night. Yep, connections are wonderful. I don't have words to express this. I made OZ water for neighbors and moving guys. The neighbor has already purchased one unit. Another guy wants to buy 3 or 4, and I will reorder for another 2. I can talk to you about him. He owns a store and wants to sell them. And then she asked a question, I think it was last week or the week before maybe, about moving. And she had to move from my old place last Wednesday, Thursday, last week. The place I found, the owner was wonderful, a prince, but the place and location was not me. They were on schedule to move, even though it just didn't feel right. I asked my question regarding this back in February. I think. They said things, but what stood out was to be alert to who's around you and the people you want to associate with, or something like that. The new place was in the city. Not a city, but still things and people close to you, and the vibe is different. I didn't want to be in the city. I liked the mountains. Mountains feel better. There was nothing available, and I was under the gun, but I kept up hope. Guess what? 4 p.m. Monday, a listing pops up on my computer for a place that is in the mountains. river down the road, and lots of woods and hiking. I looked at it. It was perfect for the plans to move to a different location or in motion. I mean, ask. But we did it. It's nice, pretty, and feels good. And I'm not in the city. So thank you, Elohim and Ra, and Terry and Wynn. That's what I call shifting an outcome or transmuting. And I talk to, and I can talk to them. I could sense when they're around me and they answer. I'm so thankful. So never give up hope, even at the wire. And now that I have my hands back, I can unpack. By the way, forget that, okay? So now, I'll see you tonight. Bye for now. Thank you, Prudence, for sending that. And you know what? Somebody's going to buy an ozone machine because of it. And it's because of you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're going to start on our questions for tonight. And Terry, you're not ready, right? Right.
No, it's not. But that's my usual state. I got certain things that I do beforehand, which is to set aside anything that my mind's on, and to clear out, to clear my space, and make way for whatever comes in here from the higher sources. So that's where I am.
Okay, so let's call in the light. Did I start the recording? I think I did. Hang on, I'm sure I did, but let me just not make a mistake.
Be good, then.
Recording. I did? Okay. There we go. Hang on, hang on. All right. And we're recording. I didn't have to ask though, guys. Sorry. I should have trusted you. All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the lovely, the one infinite creator. We are with you this evening, the 23rd of March, 2016. And we take a moment and we are available and coming into focus in the other dimension and are available to give answers to questions if we give any answer that does not seem that it applies to you or does not seem to resonate, then it is not for you at this time and can be disregarded. It is our delight to be with you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Okay. Let's start out with Edna. Edna, let me see. Edna, where are you? Edna had a cat and a dog, and Schlumpfy and Rudy. Schlumpfy and Rudy. She's not saying which was Schlumpfy and which was Rudy. They passed on the same day, a few weeks ago, in Mississippi, where my ex-husband lives. They lived over 14 years with us. Well, here we go. The cat, Schlumpfy, was very sick. and was put to sleep. But the dog just surprised us and decided to die at the same time the cat was going to be put to sleep by the vet. We believed they planned to go to the other side together in order to continue to take care of each other. They were best friends. We were really sad that both are gone at the same time. Is there anything the sources could tell us about their passing and their situation right now?
Thank you. They are very important to each other. And the dog decided that it was important for him to stay with the cat as they are fellow travelers and they are adventuring on, and the dog is protecting the cat and is a guide and a lead for the cat. They do miss you also, but they're looking forward to their new adventures.
Do they have previous lifetimes together?
We do feel that they did.
They did. Okay. Thank you. Next question is from Nina Rowe, and she didn't give her city, but this question doesn't need her city. And she is talking about there were Indian gods. There was an Indian Hindu god by the name of Rama, considered to be an incarnation of the Vishnu aspect of the Trinity, creator, sustainer, destroyer. And she wants to know if there was a connection between Rama and the Ra group, okay? Now, I want to clarify, Nina, that if you haven't studied our material, you'll know that the Egyptian entity was not, at least, let me just give you the quick explanation. The Ra group was involved in Egypt, 10,000 BC, and they connected with an early incarnation of Edgar Cayce, and they were doing miracles, and they built the pyramids by levitation. And then after that, the priests, who were very threatened by all of this stuff, took over the name Ra, and they used the name Amun-Ra as their version of Ra. And that was not the Ra group. That was, I believe, an individual or a mock-up of Ra, so that by using the name Ra, they would keep the people loyal to them, thinking that they were connecting with the same Ra that did all these miracles. And in our work, Ra is a group soul. It's a group soul made of hundreds of millions of graduates, but they will work with someone in this realm, oftentimes, or sometimes. And when they do, they don't usually say they are a group soul. In most epics of our history, that was too sophisticated a concept. And oftentimes, the person that they are working with or through will become exalted in this realm as if they were the god. In fact, in the Edgar Cayce readings, in this previous incarnation of Edgar Cayce, as this Egyptian priest, Ra-Ta, the Edgar Cayce readings said that Ra-Ta became known as Ra, the sun god. And then the priesthood took over the name Ra, and it became Amun-Ra. But at that point, there was no manifestation of the higher group soul, to my knowledge, and it was all a name to keep the people loyal or subjects, okay? And with that, I hope I didn't talk too long. I'll turn it over to our sources. And was there a connection between the group Sol Ra and the Hindu Rama?
Thank you. Rama is a different manifestation of another group that has taken on the continents of create and destroy, and it is a different manifestation than the Ra group, all as one. So aspects of Rama do echo throughout time, and the Ra group is familiar with that. However, it is a distortion in space-time that is different than the Ra group distortion.
Thank you. Is it anyone that we can know about, can be identified, that has appeared other times in history? The group that was behind Rama?
Thank you. It is another group that is developing along parallel lines and is specifically oriented to the Hindus.
Thank you. Okay. Next question is from Rebecca in Cottonwood. And she asks, do I have a lot of people ask this question. Okay, it's a good question, Rebecca. Do I have a specific purpose on this planet other than karma? And if so, how to accomplish it? And I just want to make a couple of comments. This is one of those things that, from my experience, and this may not be absolutely true, but from my experience, if you are a old soul or an advanced soul on this in this realm, no one can tell you exactly how to accomplish that purpose. And there's a very good chance that you have to actually create the purpose. You have to create the need. I would say for people that are old souls or advanced souls, they have to almost work in situations where there's co-creative energy. Even if it's a job, you need to work with somebody that makes you feel like you're you and not just a pawn in some company, big or small. You need that connection. And when you have that connection, you can endure in this realm because then time moves quicker. When you don't have it, it's also very boring. That's my experience. And let me turn it over to our sources and see what they say.
Thank you. We look back to the beginnings of your journey in the third density, and we see that you have come here to experience and learn and to grow and then to bring the fruits of your knowledge to the betterment of those around you and your own more fuller comprehension of the world and the world around you. So each experience that you have is worthwhile towards the total sum of knowledge and leads you into the next experience and awakens you further to your awareness of others and the ability or desire to communicate and to receive love. Thank you.
Thank you. Bill used this question, okay? And again, Bill, I don't think you sent me your city. Sometimes they have a harder time tuning in into a question when there's no city indicated.
What is the name? What is the name?
Bill Hughes. And I can read his question, okay? And see.
Okay.
Actually, in a certain aspect here, Bill, you mentioned two people, and you are asking me or us to validate what those people say. And we don't usually do that, because the reason is, on some level, as my sources, it's like, who's on first? You want to believe my sources? Do you want to believe those people? I'm familiar with Zachariah Sitchin, so I'll make my own personal comments. But and then I'll partially answer your question from all the experiences we've had on these calls. Okay? All my life, I have had this feeling. I came from somewhere else, and I've had a number of deja vu experiences throughout my life. I have had connection with ancient history, reading more than 1,000 books, a few hundred doctrinal reports, magazines, news stories on the Bible, the Middle East, Egypt, UFOs, and strange phenomena. And there's two authors on these related topics that resonate with through me as if they speak the truth the best they can in this world. One is Zachariah Sitchin, the other is Ernest Martin. I would like to ask our sources if these two authors come the closest to presenting the truth of world history and the Bible in their multitudes of writing, texts, and books. And first of all, let me make the comment here that we have addressed a lot of that stuff in our previous calls. And unfortunately, we haven't transcribed them yet to put them into easily shareable forms. But we've had a lot of experiences. I've had a lot of experiences about these particular topics. And in general, as far as I know, Zachariah Sitchin is accurate on his depiction of the Anunnaki and Enki and Enlil. And Ernest Martin, I believe, wrote some books on Jesus, and I haven't read them. I don't know if our sources could analyze his work without either Terry or I having read it, okay? But in general, the Anunnaki were real. In general, the Anunnaki were the gods of the Old Testament and the gods of Egypt. And, you know, they were a pretty, how would you say it? Forget the word. It's not coming. They were pretty, well, you know, they fought with each other. They competed with each other. They were not necessarily that compassionate, except for perhaps Enki, and they have the desire to become gods and control the humans. And then Jesus came in, and according to our work, Jesus had a connection with the Ra group. And you're not going to find anyone else on the planet says that, okay? But in the reincarnation of Edgar Casey, it was said in the channeling by the Ra group, but that doesn't mean you should believe this, but I'll tell you what they said. They said, we came to you in our religion, namely Christianity, but we don't speak in those terms much anymore because of the way religion screwed it up. And I've had many, many talks about expanding the connection with Jesus and the Ra group, which I'm not going to do again right now. But you're on the right track. The chances are you're probably an old soul, because usually old souls are interested in these things because they were there. And many people actually had past lives as part of the Anunnaki and are still in the Earth reincarnational cycles. And so when you're really interested in that period, you can consider that as a possibility, okay? And on that note, I'll turn it over to our sources and see how they want to address it.
Thank you. We see that your interest does indicate that you were indeed there and a part of not only the original landings and work done by the Anunnaki in the Earth plane, but you had other lifetimes that were, as you were so involved in this, that you wish to carry on other lifetimes to achieve more. And as such, you, within your own memory banks, have a resonance with what is true in the area and what seems a little off. And you have chosen a couple of authors that have a great deal of even memory, their own self at an unconscious level, and interest to bring through as best they can information in those areas. You are on the right track, and there's some leaving out of the information in those authors, but it makes a striving towards an explanation that can shed a lot of light on those areas. So as you read them, keep in mind that you, your own self, have a sense of what is accurate and what is not. And if it does not seem accurate or right, set that part aside. And the parts that do seem accurate and right, then use that to have a platform or to be a platform for further knowledge from those two authors and indeed others.
Thank you. Now we have a change of pace question from Susan Rush in Delaware. I think she's in Delaware. I don't know if she moved to Virginia, but
Maryland.
Area. Maryland, thank you. Okay, thanks for the clarification. I'd like to know WTF. I'm not going to tell you what WTF is. I continue getting infantile Peter Pan boys masquerading as men showing up in my life. Did I do something to deserve this? Meaning, does it have to anything to do with karma? And am I their teacher or something? Life is hard enough just trying to earn a decent living. But if I know that it's necessary for my spiritual growth, it'll give me some peace of mind. Damn, it's exhausting to say the least. Thank you.
Thank you. Give us a moment. Oh, there is an aspect of you that is attracting that. Take a look at the connection between you and them and the frequency of the connection and see if there is a any kind of fulfillment or a joy or a desire in that area. For if you were to set aside interest in that area, it would dissolve.
Thank you. And next question. Did I send the wrong number out tonight? That's not your question. Somebody asked about... Bill asked... Bill, who just asked that question, just sent me an email. Just this moment, he's not listening, but I'm sure he's going to listen to the replay line, okay? Okay, next question. Deb in Lapine, Oregon. I have seen blue and green orbs in my home some years ago, and while driving, I would see reddish-brown orbs. With the reddish-brown orbs, when I would put my attention on them, they would start to come towards me, and when my attention was removed, they would turn away. Can you give me some explanation about these things?
Thank you. Blue and green are colors of growth and colors of their high vibration and colors of abundance. The reddish brown orbs are more emotional and life intelligence that is emotional and connected with the earth. The blue-green are higher vibration. If we understand your question correctly, they are not, these orbs are not so much in your life now. Is that correct?
That's what I believe it says, yeah.
Do not attempt to pull them back in. If they appear, just acknowledge their presence and let them flow on by. They are intelligent forms that are committed to their manifestation. Since they are not as much in your life at this time, just play it by ear and let it go.
Thank you. Next question is from... Hang on. And you know what? This is a fairly personal question for Mari, and I don't see her city here. Let me just see if I'm missing it. Mari, ask it again and send your city for a question about your specific life like that. It would be better to know your city. Okay.
Yes, as there are more than one Mari, and we do not wish to get the wrong Mari.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bonnie asks a question, and keep in mind, Bonnie, you know, somebody else answered this question one way, and our sources may not answer it the same way. So I'm not sure. You have to use your own discernment to see. And she asks, my family and I have been reincarnating on the planet for a long time after crash landing our invisible craft. Now, those of you that are saying, is this woman nuts? Actually, she might be nuts. I don't know, Bonnie, but probably we're just as nuts because it was Terry who told her that in a reading. So that's what she's referencing this on, that she crash-landed on Earth in a spaceship some time ago and ended up getting caught with her family in the karmic cycle of the Earth and reincarnation. At first, this knowledge sort of bounced off my brain and did not feel like anything familiar. Now I am making more sense of it and have more questions. My older sister and younger brother have already passed, were members of this crew, as well as in the fact that they both ended their own lives early, is not so mysterious to me now. Are either one of these siblings my friend to the left? And she is experiencing that she has an entity or something connecting with her inner space. How can I be more aware of this entity? And she asked Ed that question. I'm not going to say what Ed told her. I'm just going to turn it over to our sources and see where it goes. Thank you.
Thank you. We do see that particularly the one woman that is to the right is really desiring to have a communication and to be in touch and is give us a moment. She does, she wishes to communicate and she does have a past connection with you and that is part of what she wishes to say. She remembers lifetime, more than one lifetime together with you. She is not fully aware of where she is at, of her position as a fellow traveler with you. She wishes it to be more in the same reality system so she could talk as she used to. She has hopes of a better communication. All of you in the group have an opportunity to move into the heavenly realm and to all get together in the heavenly realm at some time, and then to decide where you would like to continue to go. We give that message to this woman that if she would cross over into the heavenly realm at this time, she would not get lost. She would be able to remember and be able to build her rapport in the heavenly realm and to be able to welcome the rest of the group at the time, but it would require patience on her part, and she is not wishing to be patient. She wants everything to happen now.